What's it all for?
Various artists.
Tale is a group show exhibiting artists Serene Hodgman, Claudia Jowett, Sione Monu, Ahi Lapalapa Rands, and Salome Tanuvasa, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery. Facilitated by Claudia Jowett, the show sees the artists weaving and plaiting together histories and traditional practices of the South Pacific from a contemporary diasporic lens grounded within their respective whakapapa, transforming the space into one of vibrance and joy through their mixed mediums and approaches. I had a kōrero with Jowett about the making of the show, and those included.
Okay, nē sambola re, nā ia whangau ko Claudia Jowett. My name's Claudia. I'm an artist, as well as a few other things to, you know, earn money and keep it going. So this project came about. I'm an artist represented by Melanie Roger Gallery, and I wanted to do a show that represented a kind of diverse range of artists from the South Pacific diasporic making community. So I had initially thought of working with, you know, artists that I love and admire, of course, that always helps, and then expanding it out to a more kind of fulsome idea of range of practices and range of influences across the South Pacific. I'm also in the show, which is always kind of a slightly funny thing, but I'm the sort of represented artist from Melanie in the show. And then we've got a range. There's Salome Tanuvasa, who's represented by Tim Melville Gallery, Serene Hodgman, who's based in Australia now, Ahi Lapalapa Rands, and Sione Monu.
Beautiful. I want to talk a little bit about the exhibition title itself and
yes.
How it's kind of relating to the exhibition as a whole. In Fijian, tali means to plait or interweave.
Yes.
Do you want to kind of speak to this choice of title a little bit and how it kind of relates to the approach taken in the making of this exhibition?
So in my own work, I often will use Vosovakaviti Fijian titles as a kind of a learning mechanism as well as I learn the language, and also an idea that, you know, it's harking back to my whakapapa, but it's also this process of learning and engagement with an Indigenous language. The process of plaiting or weaving together, this kind of refers quite specifically to the process of making mangi mangi, which is like a braided coconut sinnet. And to me, it kind of spoke to this idea of weaving different influences, different artists, different lineages together to create the show, and this kind of forming shared ideas or shared, you know, there's a lot of crossovers in the South Pacific as well. Yeah, this process of bringing things together to create a whole was a little bit poetic.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. This show is, of course, presenting new and recent work by yourself and four others. Do you want to kind of walk us through who's in this exhibition and the works that they're exhibiting and their practice?
Yeah, so I think we all are, some of the shared things that we have between us is that we are all sort of creating work either in Aotearoa or Australia from the perspective of kind of contemporary diasporic makers and what that means. So we're drawing on kind of heritage arts, some more obviously than others, and having this contemporary spin on it. So I think that was quite an important viewpoint to platform. We've got a lot of sort of similar sensibilities in the way we might approach kind of adornment or kind of patterns, rhythms, references. You know, there's a lot of shared connections we can make there. There are, say, someone like Salome Tanuvasa, who practices more, maybe more abstract, and even mine, I would say. So the references there are a little more kind of inbuilt versus, like, say, Serene Hodgman, who's drawing more on Te Vaivai kind of influences, or Ahi Lapalapa Rands, who is drawing on this lineage of Hawaiian banner making and using some obvious, like, referential images of flora and fauna from Hawaii. Sione Monu is drawing on these practices of adornment in Tongan culture as well. So I think it's just this kind of idea of multiplicity, diverse approaches to what South Pacific practice can look like. But I think also there's this kind of underlying sense of it being quite, I don't know, it sounds kind of funny, but a little bit joyous too.
Mm.
Like it's going to be quite a fun install and quite a sort of a mixed presentation as well. I'm not really into this idea of it being this formalized, like, this is this artist, this is this artist. It being more of a kind of shared, plaiting or weaving together of the themes that the exhibition is looking at. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Seeing what you can all look like in one space as opposed to just having like a wall
sectioned
each
off.
Or sections. Yeah. Bringing it all together properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Just briefly, this show is, of course, coinciding with your new solo show at the Douse in Wellington, which is your first at a public gallery.
It's
congratulations. The exhibition features almost 50 works, both new and earlier works.
Yes.
And your works in Tully are a small glimpse at your practice too.
Yeah.
How is it working with director and curator Carl Chittum on the show?
Oh, it was very, it was a really great experience. I think it's that funny thing too where when you are constantly producing new bodies of work, it's a really interesting thing to be able to go back and contextualize your own practice against your own kind of lineage of making.
Mm.
That was awesome. I mean, he had to rein me the hell in because that was, you know, I'm a more is more kind of gal. So that was really lovely. And also to contextualize it down in Pōneke, where my family's got so many connections to, was really amazing as well. And to create new work. And I think it's sort of the exhibition with Tali kind of is quite a fortuitous timing because I've been re-examining the connections to Fiji and what that means to be like a contemporary South Pacific maker. So I think in the selection of artists I was thinking about who's doing that at the moment and who could create a really kind of interesting show. So it timed quite nicely in that way.
As you kind of touched on there, like, I want to talk a little bit more about your curatorial vision, I guess.
Facilitation vision.
How did you kind of go about selecting artists? Can you take me through, like, start to finish what that looked like?
I think it starts off, like, who do I like? Whose practice do I really kind of fangirl for a little bit? Because I think that always makes it really easy to work with people you admire and whose practices really interest you. Like, I think that's always got to be the starting point. And, you know, they're my peers as well. There's this thing of, like, I think when you're working in communities like this, you want to uplift people as well that you go with. Not that they do their own thing, you know, they don't need me, but it was just this thing of like, oh, these people are really great and I want to work with them, you know. The more opportunities that we can kind of have collectively, I think, is important as well. So that was my initial starting point. And then I was thinking of what, and initially I had kind of thought about, because I've a work that wasn't included in the Douse and is sort of a future step. I was making a textile work based off a Fijian process of dua mat making, which is fabric scraps. So initially I was thinking about textiles but then it sort of shifted and changed and I started to think about this process of adornment, this process of kind of mark making that we have in the Pacific and what that can look like when it's slightly more extrapolated from heritage arts. I think there's maybe an idea of kind of what quote-unquote looks like Pacific art. So I was interested in makers too that were kind of exploring that in a contemporary sense as well. I think that's kind of the standpoint that I started at, and it's shifted and changed along the way, as any good process should. And I think it will shift and change as we do the installation as well. More connections will be made, or there might be more points of interest. You know, and I think there's this thing too when you're creating shared exhibitions where you've got to be a little bit led by the work as well, as well as the artist, of course, but what the directions the work is taking you, the connections you can make between works, some more obvious than others, to generate kind of potentially some slightly unexpected outcomes as well. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, you touched on these connections between the work. Are you able to speak to maybe some examples that kind of stood out to you in that process?
Yeah, I think it's like even when I was looking at some of Salome's works for the options, I was like, there's some shared colour palettes, of course, but then even this process of some slightly more abstracted forms that might be mimicked in other works, or even this process of like one of the initial works I was drawn to of Salome's for the show is the Mum's Fala mat work, which is, it's a blown up portion of her Mum's Fala mat, but it kind of comes across as this quite abstracted form, but it has a lot of repeated mark making in it that I think crosses over very nicely with other abstract kind of works, or even in the process of Sione's beaded works and the forms he's making in those. It's this thing of repetition, I think, mark making, form generating in a way, whether it's slightly more abstract or slightly representational. Then there's like Ahi with her, you know, like a slightly more obvious connection would be Ahi's use of textiles and then Serene's use of textiles, and the comparison and contrast yeah, compare and contrast thing between their practices from two quite different Pacific perspectives and what that can look like, and also the influence of kind of non-traditional materials. You know, even in Sione's work too, with the use of beads and plastic flowers, you know, there's this always an interesting thing to me with Pacific practices where they will adapt and change to the environment that they're in. You know, and a more obvious use would be the use of calico instead of masi, or traditional natu or siapo, you know, the traditional fibre materials that is then replaced with a stand-in. So there's that process that's going on in the show too, of like what we're using in this context versus in a traditional context as well.
Yeah, gorgeous. Oh, well, I'm so excited to see the show. For those who do come to see it, like, how do you kind of hope people engage with and view the works?
Well, I always, to me, exhibition making, I want it to be accessible on multiple levels, because I think there's this, sometimes this thing that people can find art a little bit intimidating, or the process of going to an exhibition. So I think all of the artists represented in the show have a generosity of spirit in the way they approach their making, where it can be accessed on a level of, that's cool, from a very basic level, to a thing where it's like, if you dive a little bit deeper into the forms they're using, the titling I think is really important, particularly when it comes to Pacific work, that there's these deeper levels uncovered, the forms they're using, the connections back to homelands. So there's kind of, it can be accessed on different levels. So I think there's that thing of like, you're welcome to come at it whatever way you want to, you know, and that it's not this rarefied space that you have to have a giant art history background to understand. It's like, we're making for the joy of it as well, you know. Come along, come and see some amazing people. The four people that I've chosen for this exhibition, I admire them as people and as makers, and I think they're doing really interesting work, adding to the kind of depth of contemporary South Pacific practice here. Yeah, so I think just come and support them. Come and support what they're doing. You know, it isn't a dealer gallery, but it's not just for people buying artwork. Yeah.
That was artist and facilitator of Tale, a group exhibition currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery, Claudia Jowett, speaking to me about the making of the show. Tale is on until the 4th of October.